Yes. As you know, of course, that the CT-45-4 frequency was very active during the 3 years of FEOMI operation, and it has several strong outbursts, with the extreme one, which happened almost 1 year ago. And I will talk about multi-frequency observation of during these years of CT-45 of the weather, and I will emphasize really parsec scale jet structure. This is the list of my collaborators who participated intensively in the data collection and data reduction. And I will use data from the VLB, of course, 43 gigahertz, from different optical telescopes. One of them is Perkins, which Boston University uses, and from SMA 1 millimeter light cubes. Oops. What I need to This is the light cube which we constructed with the new gamma ray photon and graph data, which is one day binning, using the new software and new second catalog. I hope that it is correspond to what FEOMI does. So, and you see here four at least significant peaks, and especially this interesting behavior in December, 2009, April 10, and of course in November 2010. And very Ackermann et al. Found that during these outbursts, when really flux increased by a factor of 40, there was little change of the spectral index, gamma spectrum index, little bit hardness during the largest outburst, but there was no change in the frequency of the spectrum rate. And they got some Doppler factor about 13 from constrained gamma-gamma production and some very high, very short time scale of variability about 2.3 hours. Ray Terry and Villata, so they collected, did very nice job and collected multi-frequency observations during 2008 and 2009 outbursts. And they found that really gamma ray outburst is accompanied by outbursts at all wavelengths shorter than 4 centimeters. They saw similar amplitude of variability for 2 outbursts at optical wavelength, but significant difference, of course, we see at gamma rays. And they try to interpret this kind of long-term behavior due to change of Doppler factor, due to change of viewing angle. Oops. 2010 outburst, a nice detailed study by Abdi et al., where they showed that there is a significant change in the spectral index, significant hardening of the spectral index, and a change in the break frequency. They also use have a shorter time scale or short time scale variability less than 6 hours. They from black hole mass they found that beaming factor should be at least 1,000, so that the source would radiate below Eddington's limit, and they got some parameters on delta on Doppler factor and viewing angle. Some investigation was done by Stefano Varsiloni et al., and they really got spectral energy distribution for pre-flare and flare and tried to model it by Doppler factor about 35, viewing angle 1, and using seed photon from accretion disk with some luminosity. So, We collected during the years 45 without the next few, last few images of the Greta at 43 gigahertz, and this is modeling. I will not tell about this, but people, the majority of people here know what is it, by Gaussian components. And you see, nice, really motion of components. And this is K08, which injected in 2008, and we see here. There is also some stationary components here. And this, it is from previous activity in the jet, which we discussed in just until 2010. And this is Cardio 9, which was ejected in 2009. And it is time when showed the components. And this is K10. Which you see here, we see fairly far from the core, started to see it fairly far from the core. It is one of the indications that this component is very close to the line of sight. So now we determine, as Eduardo told, apparent speed, time of ejection for each component. You see the Cardio 9 have a faster speed, and also if you, I hope you see here the polarization, and this polarization change very quickly as components, it is K09, separate from the core. And if you look at the change, it shows that it is intrinsic, most likely change of position angle of polarization of component. And if you look at the change of the position angle, there is some kind of rotation of position angle, which is has a speed something about 1.3 degree per day. And if you look at the here, if you see, there is also polarization, which is going down here. And here it is very big to the southeast. And this polarization is also rotate. And if you look how does this polarization rotate, then it is rotates in the different direction, little bit slower, about 0.9 degree per day. So how can we explain that this? If we do that, really there is a motion, some kind of along the spiral, that it means that this is we see from one side of the line of sight to the jet, one side of the line of sight, and this components we see on another side with respect to the line of sight. Then we can see if it is due to magnetic field spiral in the jet, then we can explain different rotation in for a component. Now we use our method for determining Doppler factor and Lorentz factor, where we determine Doppler factor from the light curve components. And this is light curve of case 08. Components with the brightest about 2 jumpskins. Components K09 about 17 jumpskins, and K10 about 7 jumpskins. And we can measure size of LBI components at the maximum of the flux. It is really tricky because you need to get maximum, and it is really when components very close to the core. On another case, you need to get size, and the size of components when it is close to the core can be affected of this
years.
So for these components, using this very determined gold value factor from the light curve and the size, and using the apparent speed which we got from motion of components, we can get Doppler factor and Lorentz factor, Ewing angle, and Doppler factor. And these two components, they have a similar Ewing angle, why Doppler factor for K09 is little bit, or Lorentz factor higher, and Doppler factor is higher. This is significantly higher than we got in the Joseph 2005 paper, when really maximum flux which was seen from the source was about 5 chances. And for cation, we see very high Doppler factor, high Lorentz factor, and small viewing angle, which is really agreed with that huge gamma ray outburst which we got. And if you look at position angle of component, these two components really have some kind of similar position angle which they are separate from the core. Why K10, K10 has a completely different position angle, which is also agreed if these position components we see on other side of the jet with respect to our line of sight. And besides that, all these things say us, the component does not feel the whole jet. They feel only part of it. Otherwise, we would not see such a rotation. These are very important, plot. We see here 1 millimeter light curves, and we see here red, it is the core variability, and we see here K09 light curves, and K08 and 10. And the dashed black line, it is sum of all components which we see. So we see that during really this time, we see plateau in 1 millimeter. So this plateau is caused by this very huge flux of K09 components. But generally, the core is strongly variable. We see core is weak during this huge millimeter outburst. So if that we see the component K10 has a really smaller flux when we see it in the jet, then it should be expected from this huge outburst. But it is really is consistent with the huge Doppler factor which we see, because it has a huge radiative loss. This is the interesting situation that we see this second outburst in April 2010, and we see increase of the core flux during this second outburst as well. And of course, another thing that we see increase of the component K09 as well, which is, I cannot understand why it happened. But because some increase of core could be connected with the components, which we cannot see because both of them are very bright. This is a 1 millimeter light curve of, during the 2010 outburst. And this is gamma ray light curve, time of injection. And you see the peak of 1 millimeter correspond to peak of gamma within one day. There is no difference. And you see also this variability in gamma ray, which is a simultaneous or within the really sampling of the data with the gamma ray. If we look at the optical, it is green. Then you see that at least here, this can say that it is simultaneous. But here, despite it is under sampling, the peak most likely was at optical, was purely than gamma rays. And if we look at the 2010 outburst, it is very interesting. Yes, peak of optical and gamma are completely simultaneous. But if you look at this time of behavior, it is almost, especially with the high resolution, it is a peak. Optical is anticorrelated, then gamma rays, if you look here, and there is the optical found often outbursts which we don't see in gamma. This kind of behavior maybe could be explained if the main outburst is connected with first order scattering, but when we have these lower fluxes, it is already second order scattering or higher is involved. And this is a polarization. Then we see that there is an increase of polarization along with gamma ray outburst. So optical polarization is, this is exactly the number is 25% is high, but radio polarization in the core, it is multiplied by factor 3, you see. So we see also increase of polarization in the core. Even more interesting situation is observed with polarization position angle. So this is the time of ejections, and we see, I put it really not usually as people do something from 0 to 600. So to show rotation. Here we see some fairly stable, not stable, but randomly variable polarization position angle optical. But near ejection of K09, we have rotation and oops, and this rotation are 6 times faster than rotation of radio, which polarization, which we see here, then it's possible to say about the structure of magnetic field here, where we generally don't see radio components, that here maybe magnetic, the spiral of magnetic field is tighter, and here it is already more loose. And if you look at the polarization for K10 components, here we see again this nice, this is the time of ejection, and this is again rotation of polarization, and it is again about 6-7 times faster than rotation of polarization and components which we see. So my conclusions that really in 3C454.3, particularly in this source, we see this simultaneous millimeter and gamma rays, which is very difficult to explain, impossible, I think, if gamma rays is within broadline region. We see also that there is no correlation on short time. There is a general correlation between optical and gamma rays, but there is no correlation on short time scale between gamma rays and optical. And it should be more complicated method of calculation for gamma ray emission, which include maybe secondary order of scattering. Also, we see that jet kinematics parameters are agree in general with Z parameters, which we can get from gamma rays, that huge gamma rays outbursts, very, very outstanding. Maybe we will not see such gamma rays outbursts more. It really requires a very high Doppler factor. And also a clear pattern, but not for all sources, but for several sources already, emerge from the observation that we see the gamma ray outburst is accompanied by optical 2 millimeter well outburst. We see increase of flux and polarization in millimeter wave dipole during gamma ray outburst. We see appearance of superluminal components in the jet. We see a rising of degree of optical polarization up to 30-40%, which indicates that magnetic field is very well ordered. Why before? Because we see this rotation of polarization, which usually corresponds to low degree of polarization. So that before it was very turbulent. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. We have time for one question while we get ready for the next talk.
So
average about 5%. Circular polarization, it seems to me, to reach circular polarization for this source, met for 3C454.3. No, but it is really not. It is not. I don't think that it is significant because it was not mentioned among the other very well known without the 3279.
Okay. Well,
Okay.
Any other
and there is also a rotation of precipitation factors in the center. And which is really several types of all the same. And really, I also can say that, for example, you see that heat of rotation for components Kn is slowly, as I told you, than for Ni. So, and Kn is slowly to the ZFP, and Ni is further from the ZFP. You can study the structure of the of magnetic field across the jet, because it is really a heat magnetic field is of course shooting more polarization. Then we can say about the structure of magnetic field across the jet.
Okay, so we're gonna stop. Well, thank you again, Devana. Let's go on now to Justin. You want to tell us about Parsec scale radio properties of camera ready mini plates.